Good morning, Gone Wild Audio backstage. I thought as my inaugural post to backstage that I would do Darkest Troopers Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. Because I've seen a few people do it and I thought I'll take a crack at it. So without further ado, backstretch. Choose one. Name your top five favourite songs, band, singers, albums. I'll do songs, easier. Number one would be a song called Rewrite by a Japanese band called Asian Kung Fu Generation. It's one of the opening themes to Fullmetal Alchemist, and it's a fucking awesome song. It was when I first started watching anime really seriously, and I heard that song. Actually, no, it's a lie. No, I heard that song set to an AMV of Kingdom Hearts 2, and then I found out about Fullmetal Alchemist. Yeah, that's what happened. Joint first really would be Way to Fall by Star Sailor, which if anyone's a Metal Gear Solid fan is the credit song that plays at the end of Metal Gear Solid 3. The Pot by Tool has some really great lyrics. Make It With You by Queens of the Stone Age. My best friend once told me that song reminded him of me. That was a very touching thing, because he knows that I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm trying to think of one Harry Connick Jr. song, but it's hard. I'm trying to pick just one. So I'm gonna say, I think it's called We Are in Love. It's either the song on the album, either that or Heavenly, which is that album my mum played a lot when I was a kid, and so I grew up loving that kind of music, and that's kind of my go-to cleaning housework genre. So yeah. Number two, the first concert you remember seeing TV or in person, that was probably, it'll have been on VHS, I think. And the first one that comes to mind is it was a show called Roseland NYC by Portishead. Ever since then, the song Roads has been one of my favourite chill out, listen to while drinking or just background music songs. It's either that or it'll have been a Maiden concert I watched with my dad. I think it was Portishead though. Pretty sure. Number three, a song or a band that you used to love when you were younger, Nickelback. Silver Side Up was a good album. It was a good album. But then, as things went on, they released like The Long Road and stuff. You realised that it all sounded the exact fucking same. The lyrics were bland, and the band was bland. They had no character. Every time I watched them live, I should say I don't like live music. I don't like crowds. I don't particularly enjoy like really loud environments, so I don't see live music. But every time I watch them live on video or anything, they always seemed really shit. They had no stage presence. So, yeah, I'd say them. Not overly proud of that, but what can you do? If you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be? Where would you? God, such a hard question to think of like, on top of my head. I should have planned for this. The song that I've always wanted something tattooed on it from is More Than Words by Extreme. I'm almost tempted to sing the verse that I like. Fuck it, we'll do it. Now that I've tried to talk to you and make you understand, all you have to do is close your eyes and just reach out your hands and touch me. Hold me close, don't ever let me go.
Yeah, that.
I would like that verse. So I would have that like on my back. Sure. Alright. That was bound to happen. 5, do you play any instruments? Is there one that you want to take up learning? I play the drums. Haven't in a while. I only ever do whenever I go and visit my friends and we jam together. But I don't own a set myself. I used to. Had to sell it because I had no space for it. But yeah, play the drums. And I've always wanted to learn piano. But I had a friend who is an accomplished piano player tell me that there is no fucking chance in hell that at 24 I could possibly ever get good. Because he started when he was a bairn, and yeah, and he still says that he's not perfect. So I would like to learn piano or violin. I listen to a lot of piano renditions of music, particularly there's a guy on YouTube called Animens, and he does music from anime, and his rendition of My Dearest from Guilty Crown is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my entire life. Number 6, is there a certain sort of song that makes you horny without fail? I'm going to say it's not a song, it's a piece of music. Oh no, I know, because no, it's a song. Differente by Gotan Project. Very sexy. Number 7, a song that everyone hates but you love, a song everyone loves but you hate. This one I did think about when I was planning to do it, so I know these. A song that I love but everyone hates is Boom Clap by Charlie XCX, which I only heard it recently, but the reason I like it, even though all my friends are like pretty big metalheads and stuff, is that recently while I was heading on a train somewhere, I have a really bad habit of carrying juggling balls with me wherever I go. It's something I took up when I started to realize how bad my vision was, particularly my depth perception. So I took that up, and I carry them pretty much wherever I go. So I was still at the train station waiting for my train to come, and I was just fucking around, and there was a little girl with her mum waiting for the train too, and she was watching me and like tugging her mum's arm and pointing at me, and she was like, yeah, whatever. And then some youths some kids who were there, they started playing that song on one of their phones. Because the kid was like running around me, I started dancing while I was doing it. Just really bad dancing, but I was like dancing while I was juggling, and she fucking loved it, and she was like, you know, like jumping up and down and stuff, and she joined in, and then her mum kind of like saw and started laughing, and she came over and joined in as well. So that song will always have a soft spot in my heart, even though it is a pretty, it's very much not my genre of music, but that was a really fun moment. So yeah. A song that you hate but everyone loves, pretty much everything by Slipknot. Fucking hate that band. Particularly the song Vermillion. Everyone acts like it's a really deep song and the lyrics are great, but part two, the softer acoustic version they did was quite nice, I guess, passable, but the original's fucking horrible. And Slipknot are hugely overrated. Yeah, fuck that band. Number 8, if you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? Jean Valjean from Les Mis. Confrontation song. Before you say another word, up there. Before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me, there is something I must do. Yeah, him. Throwing that, Fizzy from Bugsy Malone, even though I'm not black. But I do a pretty good rendition of Tomorrow Never Comes. Good song. So yeah, either one of those. Number 9. If you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? Bright Lights by Gary Clark Jr. Yeah, definitely. Number 10, if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Please explain. God. Probably something like These Friends Electric, because that's a phrase that I've used a lot in the past. Because I spend a lot of my time on the computer, and all of my best friends, all my best friends I've never actually met in person. I met playing either like World of Warcraft or League of Legends, or you know, Titanfall or whatever. So yeah, either that or something, no doubt, because I'm a huge Stephen King fan, something called like Dance the Kamala. The Kamala, or Kamala being a word that means a lot of things fuck, what's that place called? In the Kalas. But there's a scene in Wars of the Kala where Roland dances a commemorative dance to the Lady Oriza. And it's a really cool touch chapter of the book, so probably someone nerdy like that, which no one would get. Yeah. And finally, is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Please do tell. That's easy. Every single member of the band Scandal, which are a J-rock band, particularly Mammy. They're all incredibly good looking, but every guy who likes Asian girls should go watch the video to Pinheel Surfer. And just marvel at the wonder of these four girls in stockings and heels and tight fucking pencil skirts and blouses. But yeah, Mammy in particular, who is the guitarist. Beautiful. But all at the same time, ideally. That's it. I hope you guys enjoyed my terrible singing and my answers. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye.